Hello.
Hi. Hello. Is this Ricardo?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Ricardo. Ricardo, it's Paul. I'm calling you here from Local Splash. You spoke actually a few months ago with one of my colleagues regarding branding your business directly on Google so that calls would come straight to you. We would, of course, promote your website for that 50-mile service area. Looks like back in February. I wanted to reach out to you because that position became available again. Is this maybe a good time to get your business where people can find you on their own, find that website?
How do you call Splash?
Yeah, we're Local Splash. You spoke with Eduardo back in February.
Yeah, I remember. I know, man. I remember. Hey, listen, I have another freaking, sorry to say that, man, but
using a similar service now, or?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, and I didn't receive good, like to work on it, you know, like reach people.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now I'm thinking if I go from another one, I'm not going to continue with this guy because it's for 6 months.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, man. And
when did you sign up with them?
Like
February or March?
Three or four months ago.
Wow. Is it a 6-month contract? Are you stuck in it?
No, it's not a quick contract. I mean, I just paid in front. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. Now I'm using my customers like the whole customers. You know what I mean? They've been keeping me busy, you know, but not with the company, not with the other platform that I hire for me to be promoted or not as advertisement.
Of course.
I didn't receive any results. I didn't see any results. That's the word.
No results. Yeah.
No results at all, man. And I was trying to give them a call and say, hey, what's going on? It's almost like 3 or 4 months now, and I didn't receive calls for customers, like, because they supposedly I'm on the website. Can you tell me if I'm on the, not the website, in the internet, in the online?
On Google, yeah.
On Google?
Ricardo, do you remember the name of the company that you signed up with?
You know what, hold on. And I look at through the, through the business bureau. And,
okay.
And it looks like they're good standing, you know, and, but
well,
I have
to type in your business name, but if I do type in your business name, you are verified. You are on the internet, but I have to type in your name to find it. The website, did you already have this website, the RP Quality Construction PA.com?
I believe they do something more, like just to put another logo or something.
Was it Town Square? Did you sign up with Town Square?
No, I saw the name. I see the name right now. It's an Interscope Mercury or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Interscope Mercury.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, you're doing Van Nuys and like 30 miles around it, so I don't see the strength of programming that you would need for such a densely populated competitive area and industry for the services that you provide. But if you already had a website before they started messing around with it, or even if we had to build you a new website, you know, we've been around since 2004, like I said, the position became available again for your services in the area. We do offer our service on a month-to-month basis.
I know, yeah, because Eduardo explained it to me already. I mean, all the things,
right.
What you guys offer. And I was, when I just called Eduardo back, and that day when I decided to go with you, because Eduardo be talking, and I couldn't decide because I've been scammed from another platform.
Boy. Right.
And then when I was ready, I called Eduardo and I said, hey, man, I'm ready because I know he speaks Spanish as me. And, that's why I just called him but he told me, no, you know what, Ricardo, right now there's no position. We can give you a call when we have an open space.
Exactly. That's what happened. Unfortunately, the positions do fill, but I mean, unfortunately, those positions do fill up, and we can only work with one business at a time per area industry.
Yeah, he told me, step by step, how you guys work. And that's why when I call him, it was no positions in that time, in that moment. And then I just decided to go with another, which is the one I am.
Yeah, but it's not working out for you.
It's not been, I didn't see any results, to be honest. Like 3 or 4 months almost, I believe. So tell me, what do you think about the company, this one, Interscope Mercury?
Well, you know, there are thousands and thousands of companies out there that complain that they claim to provide first page placement, but most of them don't know what to do or how to do it. Most of them are just a couple of guys in a basement, or like this Interscope, like a brand new company that's only been around for a year. We've been around since 2004, you know, so we will celebrate our 19th anniversary later on this year. We are Google partners, so we know what it takes to get our clients on the first page. In fact, you know, we go month to month for a good reason.
I know. I mean, if I was, just tell me. I mean, because once again, I'm not trying to cut you off, but Eduardo explained it to me. That's why I called him back.
Right.
Because I was ready.
Well, it's available now. I mean, I know.
Wait up. Can you tell me how it works, how it looks, the Interscope? I mean, you tell me and by your work. I mean, by your work coming out from your mouth. What do you think about the Interscope?
Well, all I can tell you, because they've only been around for, like I said, a year or so, all I can do is judge by what they've done. And when I look for your company by name, and of course you don't want this, you want someone to find you when they're just looking for, you know, quality contract or someone who does bathroom remodeling, right? But what I did, or general remodeling, what I did was I typed in your name, your phone number. I'm basically telling Google to show me everything that you have online. You said you've been with them for 3 months already. You should have page after page after page of content talking about your services on multiple platforms. I don't know if this company just doesn't know what to do or they're not able to do it, but you only have a small handful. You've got a couple of different directories. You are verified on Google, but like I said, that's just a digital business card. People need to know the name of your company to find you even now.
I know. Yeah.
So I can't say anything bad about the company because I don't really know anybody who works there. But what I can say is they did not do their job. They did not create the content that is necessary, especially in, you know, the Van Nuys and surrounding area. You know, you have a lot of competition. There's a lot of people. So, yeah. you need stronger programming. You need more content. And they just did not create the content that is required for any industry in the Van Nuys area. Like I said, Google actually looks for almost 70 different directories. Most of them are not even known to the public. I mean, sure, Yelp and Facebook, but all of the other directories that no one's ever heard of.
I'm in the middle of the world right now. I'm just trying to knock it out this door to install it.
Yeah.
I'm right in the middle. So, I mean, I'll free like around 6 after, you know, but I know that you...
Yeah, we end our day before that. I mean, if it's something you want,
You guys don't open tomorrow. And you
no, we're only Monday through Friday. Yeah, we're only Monday through Friday. And the listing only just became available at 1 o'clock. So I wanted to follow up with you because, you know, obviously you're a perfect candidate for this, especially
since how much
built.
Went out through you guys?
So for Van Nuys, 40-mile radius, $100 of Facebook ads included. Whether we have to build you a new website or not, if we do, it's included, no additional cost. The reduced price would be $249.00. That's out the door. There's no setup fee. It would bill once a month for that amount. Our job, of course, is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. It's below our operating costs. We'll spend more than that to get things going, but we know that you're going to keep the service.
So how much right now? $249?
$249, yeah. You're saving over $300.
Yeah, because before, a lot of been telling me like around $199. I don't know.
$199, I mean, to be honest with you, you might get Van Nuys, but you're not going to get the 40-mile radius. I know Eduardo was trying to make it affordable for you because he had a feeling that the position would fill.
I'm not a big company. I mean, it's only my crew. Not my crew, my son, which is my helper, and me, you know.
If I could do the $199, would that be fair enough for you? I just got to tell you, you're not going to get necessarily the 40 miles that you're willing to travel. But if Ed offered you $199, I would match that price.
But now, for that 30 mile, whatever the miles you're talking me, I know that you said not 40 miles. I'll say that it'll be my phone ringing, but no spam calls, no, you know.
Correct. Now, that's one of the benefits to having a Google partner perform this service for you, because when we start finding that any directory that we create is generating spam calls, we take that listing down. So Google does make changes to the PAC algorithm quite regularly. It's usually just shifting of the directories that we create, the content. But if we find that any of our clients are starting to get spam calls from the content that we create, Google will want us to take those directories down and create different ones. So you're going to get phone calls from someone who saw your website first. It's going to be someone wanting to hire you for your services. You're not going to get spam calls from being listed on the first page of Google.
And do you recommend that my phone is going to ring for, you know, a couple calls from your service?
Well, what I can do is a quick search, and I wouldn't want to take it out 40 miles. If I'm going to do a $199 package, keep in mind the $249 has $100 of Facebook ads included in it, okay? If I get rid of the $100 of Facebook ads, unfortunately, we don't do a local only at $149 anymore. We stopped doing that at the beginning of the year. The best I could do is what Ed offered you was the $199. So for $50 extra, you would get $100 a month in Facebook ads and a 40-mile radius versus maybe a 20-mile radius. But to answer your question, if I do a search if I'm only searching for bathroom remodeling, and that, you know, that's only one way that people can find you, remodeling contractor, if they're typing in, like, you know, bathroom backsplash or whatever it is, any of the services that you want to be found for, painting services, flooring, kitchen remodeling, completely different searches that you can be found for and get phone calls for. But if I'm only looking for bathroom remodeling in a 20-mile radius of 91401, in the last 30 days, there was over 800 searches. Just for that one search phrase, bathroom remodeling in a 20-mile radius of that Van Nuys zip code. Now, I'm not going to tell you you're going to get 800 phone calls, but Google knows that the businesses that are on that first page will see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 1% of 800 is 8, 2% is 16. So I would expect that just for bathroom remodeling and only that 20-mile radius, you're going to get 10 or 15 phone calls a month from someone who saw your website. Now, that's different than bathroom remodeling contractor, right? That's going to be a separate search that can generate more phone calls for you. I'm just trying to give you a very conservative estimate. If you're getting 20 or 50 phone calls from someone who saw your website before they called you, even a modest conversion rate is going to have you more than profitable, even at the 249, which would be the package that I would recommend, like I said, to cover your entire service area. Ed said 199. I would match the 199, but like I said, it might shrink your service area down just a little bit. It would limit a little bit the number of calls that you would get, because someone 30 miles away or 40 miles away might not necessarily find your business when they do that search. But you know the needs of your business better than I do. You know how far you want to go, how much work you can take on, what your budget allows. We can always start with the 199 campaign, and then, you know, if you find that you know, you want to be targeting other areas, we can add the Facebook component to it for you.
Yeah. So now,
would 199 be fair? I mean, if we started with like a 20-mile radius of you and got your phone ringing closer to home, I mean, you know, you're not an Uber driver. You're not getting paid to drive, right? If we kept you closer to home, especially with the traffic, that would be better for you, right?
Yeah. And, so tell me if, because this guy, I am, once again, for this platform that I'm on it, I didn't see any results at all.
Well, you've been with them long enough to see results, Ricardo. I mean, like I said, I don't want to say anything bad about another company, but just looking at what they did and really what they did not do, and being that it's been 3 months and you're not seeing any results, I mean, you could wait 3 more years. I don't think you're going to see any results.
Not like I'm getting disappointed for that, because.
Well, yeah. I mean, no matter what they're charging you, it's time, 3 months, plus the money and plus the missed opportunity. You know, if you're on the first page of Google and getting phone calls, then you're getting jobs. You're making money. But if you're not there and someone else is getting that phone call, those are missed opportunities. So the time and the money wasted and the opportunities that are going to someone else, you should be frustrated.
That's right, and that's why, man. You know?
I mean, I completely understand when Ed was trying to reach out to you before, you had a lot going on and you weren't able to take advantage of the opportunity, and unfortunately it did fill, but it's available again. I'd hate to have you miss the opportunity, especially if I can match Ed's price, the $199 for that local area. I mean, it's a great place to start, and it's definitely budget-friendly.
I know. For years, how long it'll be last long? I mean, how far? I mean, can I wait until maybe Tuesday to decide? But definitely I'm going to switch it, man, because there's no contact with this guy. I just put it in front, but
let me do this for you. You said Tuesday. We are filling the position. It just opened, right? I wouldn't want it may be filled again by Tuesday. I wouldn't want that to happen. If you sign up today and you change your mind over the weekend, we'll refund your money. I mean, that's fair. But I wouldn't want you to miss the opportunity, and I'm pretty sure you're going to keep the service.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it would be our job you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. So it would be our job to keep your phone ringing. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where the work is coming from. Let me put it this way. Even if we don't have to build a website for you, the $199 is below our operating costs. Ed was trying to make it affordable for you. Even the local package that doesn't have Facebook ads is listed on our website at $399 a month. So at $199, it's half of what we would normally charge, and it is less than we'll spend in the first month to get it going for you, especially if I waive the setup fee, which I'd be able to do and willing to do here. So we would lose money if you canceled in the first month. I know you're not going to. I wouldn't offer the service to you at a price below our cost if I didn't already know you would see success. You had a bad experience with somebody else. I want to make it as affordable for you as I can, because I know you'll see success with our service.
And what is the one I'm going to be as advertisement, in which platform, in which
That's a great question, because it's not just Google. You'll be verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business. More importantly, you'll be listed on the first page of those searches because of all of the additional content that we will be creating for you. You have a Yelp page already, it looks like. If you didn't have one, we would create one for you. Facebook, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, and all the stuff that no one's ever heard of but still important to Google, Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, etc. It's almost 70 different directories if you want to have all those directories, and that's what's going to get your phone ringing. All of that content talking about your services, talking about your service area, and then linking back to your verified listings. Now, you'll be able to be found on any device that accesses the Internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles with Internet access. You'll be found by those people searching for your services. I mean, you use Google yourself, right? I mean, for something that you need. It's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. We Google it. 9 out of 10 buying decisions, Ricardo, go to the businesses that are listed on that first page. You know, back in the day, 25 years ago, we used the yellow pages, and the smart business owners were AA this or AAA that. It put them at the beginning of the alphabet, and they got more phone calls and more opportunities that way. We don't use the yellow pages anymore, and Google doesn't list alphabetically. Like I said, they look for content that relates to that person's search. So we will create the almost 70 directories that Google wants to see. It all talks about every service you provide. So whether it's bathroom, kitchen, any of the services you provide, you'll have that content. Like I said, you just don't have the content necessary. This other company didn't create the content to get you on that first page. You've got only a handful of directories. It looks like about 6 or 7. Yelp, Bing, MapQuest, Local Stack. These are just a few of the directories that Google wants to see. Our job would be to create that missing content so that anytime someone does a search for your services, you pop up, you get phone calls. It still works the same way as it did when we used the yellow pages. When we call somebody, they answer the phone, they're available, and they have a fair price, we hire that company, right? But you'll be the guy that gets those phone calls if you're on that first page of Google. I have to be completely honest, but I think you already know. You will not be the only company that pops up when someone is searching for your services. And, of course, not everyone will decide to call you. But that's actually a good thing, Ricardo. You will not be getting calls from people who are just looking for estimates or trying to find the cheapest guy. You'll get quality calls from someone who will have made an informed and educated decision. They're consciously deciding to call you because they want to work with you. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is going to be that flat rate. Like I said, in this case, I would start at least with that local campaign, that $199, make it affordable for you, especially since that's what Ed offered to you.
And I know that it's not like contract with you as well. It's month.
That's 100%. We are Google partners. What that means is we offer our services on a month-to-month basis. You can stop at any time. It's completely at will, which means you can stop for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service. Even you said it's not a big company. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, you can pause the service. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. We put everything on pause. We don't take anything down, so you could still get phone calls if you wanted to. But like I said, it is month to month, no contract. You can stop at any time or pause it. You know, I think you're more likely to pause the service because it's working for you.
Okay.
How can I pause it? Do I have to download an app?
You can give us a call. You know, as long as you give us a call and say, hey, you know, I'm going on vacation for a month or I just landed a big job, it's going to keep me busy. All you would have to do is give us a call. If you email or text us, we'll want to call you and confirm. But all you would have to do is reach out to us. We're easy to get a hold of. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can speak with a live agent. Of course, you can email 24/7, and we'll contact you the next business day.
What is the max or the limit that I have to pass it? I mean, like.
Oh, that's a great question. That's a good question. So we also are able, our system will allow for seasonal holds. I don't think that's going to have to happen here. a lot of your services are inside, and in fact, I mean, you're servicing in Southern California. We're not really affected by the weather. But if you can imagine like a roofer or a landscaper in the Midwest or the Northeast, they might pause their services for 6 months. Some of our clients pause the service actually for 8 or 9 months a year. Our system does allow initially a 3 month pause. That's just how it's set up. But if you call us, you know, before it's scheduled to come out of suspension, say, hey, you know, I'm still doing great. I want to keep the service paused. We can always add, you know, a month or two or 3 months at a time. So you can keep the service paused as much as you need to or as often as you need to throughout the use of the service. But as long as you're happy, as long as you're using it, like I said, it would bill once a month for exactly the $199, no taxes or fees or anything like that.
For example, if I close that job, for 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You say, look, we just got a big job. It's going to keep us busy. We can't take on work for the next 2 months. We would pause your service. We don't charge you while it's paused. We don't charge you when it comes out of that temporary hold. But once you're ready to have us continue to actively update and optimize your listings and get you more phone calls, we just get everything going again.
No, man. You know, because the reason that's all is I didn't get any results from the other guys. I know that I take $600 in front.
Wow. That's probably why.
No, man,
that's
for 6 months.
Why.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. And like I said, 3 months later, they didn't even create the content.
And I didn't see results, you know, and that's...
Like, that's you know, Ricardo, I can't wear a black eye for what happened with those guys. We are not them. We do nothing like they do with what we offer. With us, you know, the $199, like I said, it does not cover our costs. They wanted $600 up front because they knew that no matter what happened, they were going to be okay with it. But with us, the $199, that doesn't cover our costs. We'll spend more in the first month than you will. We have to earn your business for a few months just for us to break even. But we know our clients keep the service. It is month to month, but we know you'll see success. I wouldn't offer it to you below what it's going to cost us to get it done. So whereas those other guys wanted the money up front and then they didn't really do the work for you, we are asking just for kind of like good faith money, right? Just to show that you're invested in your own success. And we are investing as well. We've got what they call skin in the game, right? We're investing in your business, and your success is our success. We have to earn your business for it to make sense for us. But we know that our clients keep the service long term.
Yeah. I know. That's why I'm just... don't even know what to do, man, seriously, about these guys.
Well, you know, like I said, it's month to month, you know. It's going to be something that you're going to love. You're going to keep it. But your commitment is a third of what you spent with that other company. Your turnaround is also a third of the time that you've wasted with those guys. So you spent, you know, three times as much as you'll be spending here, but you're going to see results three times faster with us. It's a month-to-month service. We have to earn your business in that first month.
Yeah. Oh, in the first month, I can see results in the less than a month?
You're going to see the content that we create. You're going to have the detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You know, the second month is going to be better because we have to do things by Google rules, right? We have to be Google compliant in the content that we create. We'll create that content within that first week. It gets indexed by Google, and you start to see that return on your investment. Absolutely. I wouldn't offer it to you, like I said, on a month-to-month basis. We've been around since 2004. We'll be celebrating our 19th anniversary in December. We would not be able to keep our doors open if we offered our services on a month-to-month basis below what it costs to provide that service. We would lose money every time our clients canceled if they canceled in that first month. But our clients keep the service long-term because it works.
Yeah.
Nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. And this is going to make sense to you because it's going to generate the work that you're looking for. It's going to make you dollars.
Yeah, no, totally understand. My son is here with me. That's who's the one who's keeping me and my work.
Well, I need I need 5 minutes of your time. If you are not available, if you're not available at 3 o'clock for our client interview, we can do the client interview on Monday, but at least that way we secure the listing, we stop calling through the area, and we can get everything started when you've got a little bit more time. If you are available for a 30-minute phone call between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock, we can get the information that we need right now to get things started right now. But at least one way or the other, it's going to be your position, and we'll work exclusively with your company. Like Eduardo was telling you, the position filled the last time. We would fill this category, fill this position with RP Quality Construction. It's your position as long as you want to keep it.
Yeah, I believe, you can call me at 4 o'clock?
We stop at 4. In fact, it's Friday. We'll stop at 3:45.
Oh, okay. My son has a question, though.
Okay, you guys say that you're Google partners, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're a Google Premier partner.
Meaning what exactly?
So about 8 years ago, Google was looking to partner up with digital marketing firms and SEO companies to provide these types of services to small and medium-sized businesses, especially Google paid ads. Google has a product called AdWords Express, and businesses can sign up for that product on their own. And while it sounds fast and efficient like Express Lane or Express Train, it's really just kind of an abbreviated version of a true Google ad campaign. So businesses don't always keep the service because it doesn't always work for them. That's why Google started partnering up with digital marketing firms to provide professional quality management in real time, not set it and forget it, but making changes when changes are necessary to give businesses a higher return on investment, because if obviously you're seeing success, you're more likely to keep that service. So we were one of the very first companies to partner up with Google almost 8 years ago. We had been in business at that time almost a dozen years. So obviously Google saw our track record, our experience, and you know, we are to this day a Google partner. What that means is we get our training and our updates from Google. When Google makes changes to the information and content that they use to decide what businesses they display on the first page, we are informed ahead of time. So we'll make those changes for our clients so that they stay on the first page.
And the company that my dad is with right now, are they Google partnered as well?
No, they are not. They are not, and they did not create the content that Google wants to see.
Oh, they're not?
Okay,
no.
How can we be for sure that a company is Google partner?
I'm gonna send you right now. That's a good question. I'm imagining that the phone number we're speaking on is a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message. Okay.
Yeah.
So the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I'm gonna send you right now a link to the pricing page, localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So it's got a lot of information on here, different packages that we can provide. But what I wanted you to see is about halfway down. At the very top, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up? Okay, so scroll halfway down. It says proven success. Go a little further. It says Google Ads Partner. There's a box that says Google Partner. It's got a colorful Google G inside it. That is not just copy and paste it off of the internet. If it were, you would not be able to click on it. It is a clickable link. It's actually our badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on that box, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And, of course, that's going to make all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes, they let us know what those changes are. We would, first of all, create the content necessary to get you on that first page. This other company never created that content, not even 3 months later.
So is this the only way to confirm that a company is Google partner through their website?
You can type in Google partner and scroll through it. This is just the easiest way since I've got you on the phone. But anyone who tells you that they are a Google partner should be able to provide a clickable link. And you can see right on that link it goes to google.com.
So if I search up Google Partner,
I'm not sure the process if what pops up, but if you type in Google Partner, if there's a like search for companies or something like that, if you type in Local Splash,
yeah,
it should pop up. I'm trying to do it myself.
Yeah,
right
I mean
now.
I did see the clickable link, and I did click on it and I did read it, but I just want to make sure that there's a.
I can send you the link. I could send you the link to try and find it on your own. But
yeah, send me the link.
Just tell him if so the Interscope, the one that I'm with, they Google partner?
No, he said no. Is the Interscope Google partner?
Interscope is not a Google partner. I'm sending you right now the full link if you were to go through the Google directory search.
Okay.
That's for partners directory with Google.
Mm.
One question. Do I have to call you or do I have to give you information about the customers that they can review me to my European to Google or no?
You don't have to call us. Our job is to make sure that customers call you, potential customers will call you, and then you just speak with the customers.
Oh, okay. Because this guy been telling me, hey, if you have the customers, the old customers tell him to, or you can reach the customers, tell him to review so you can be in Google. I know that for sure.
Oh, I hear what you're saying now. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, so instead of doing the work that's really necessary to get you on the first page, they're telling you to get more reviews, which leads me to believe that either they are ill-informed and don't actually know what's going to get you on that first page, or they're just trying to tell you something to kind of, give you a reason to excuse them for the lack of results. Now, if it were 6-7 years ago, I know that reviews made a big difference. But reviews are important for people who will find you on the first page and decide to call you. But as far as getting you on that first page, I've seen businesses on the first page that have zero reviews.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Any question?
No. Yeah, I think, you know what? I'm going to give it a try with you guys. I don't care if I'm with these guys. I mean, it's been like 3 or 4 months now. And I didn't see results, so I'm going to go with you. This open space with you guys, I'm going to give it a try with you guys. Hopefully it works for you, with me through you guys. And if it works, I'll keep, until...
I'm so glad that the timing worked for you. Like I said before, when Ed was speaking with you back in February, it wasn't necessarily the best time for you. I'm actually so glad that this is going to work out for you. Ed never got your last name, Ricardo. How do you spell your last name?
Piedra, P-I-D-R-A.
P-I-D-R-A?
P-I-E-D-R-A.
Piedra. Okay. And then I do have the rpqualityconstruction@gmail.com. Is that still a good email address?
Yeah, rpqualityconstruction@gmail.com. No spaces, no capitals.
Gotcha. So like I said, you're going to get direct phone calls. Is the 818-317-1435, is that the business number? Is that the number you want your customers to call?
Yeah.
And it is also a good number for us to reach you guys. It is a smartphone, of course. Now, do you prefer that we call you, text you, or email you? Your customers will call you, but we use all three. Emails usually just for longer pieces of information, unless you want that to be the main way we reach out to you. Did you have a preference as to how we reach you? Phone calls, text, emails, any of those, all of them?
Reaching what though?
If we need to speak with you just to like get information out to you, ask for you to give us any information or anything like that, or if you call us, how would you like us to respond? Text, email, phone calls?
Probably phone call, I think.
Phone calls. Okay, phone calls. Phone calls is a pretty common response for service-based businesses, because you guys are out in the field most of the time. You are service-based, right? Meaning that you always go to the customer. There's no physical address, no showroom or brick-and-mortar location.
This is service-based, going out.
Service-based. Yeah, perfect. And, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, run out of the truck. Even if you had a shop where you did your paperwork or kept your equipment and tools, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. Okay?
Yeah,
No one ever comes to you. I did see an address on Friar Street, though, the 14235 Friar Street. Is that your residence?
Yeah, it is, man. The thing is, because I used to live there, and it's been there. I mean, my, you know, another word, my mother-in-law lives there because I used to,
oh,
used to live.
Oh, so you, but, you don't live there anymore?
No, oh, no, no.
Okay, okay.
Every,
gotcha. So I guess my question for you, just about the only thing that this other company did was verify your listing on Google, unless you were already verified. But in case we need to confirm where that PIN card was originally sent, where are you currently receiving your mail, or where was that PIN card sent?
The same address.
Oh, that address I just mentioned on Fryer?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. It's not going to show anywhere online. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We're going to hide that address. You guys are going to be listed Van Nuys without that street address because I don't think you want anybody to drive out there and knock on that door. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I can schedule your call with our technician for 3 o'clock if you guys are available. Okay. That's one of the things that I'm going to want to do is have our technician give you a call back so we can talk to you more about your services and service area and any mission statement or motto or anything like that. Now, like I said, because Ed was able to offer the service, you know, however many months ago it was, 6 months ago, for $199, I'm going to honor that price, and it would be the $199 as a flat rate out the door. Mr. Piedra, how did you want to take care of that first payment? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What's going to work best for you?
Let's make it up. There's no any fee. I mean, like, using MasterCard, no difference, huh?
Yeah, no difference. I mean, whatever card works better for you, there's no extra fee on there. The MasterCard,
okay.
is it Ricardo Piedra, or is there any middle initial on that particular card?
And the MasterCard, it'll be Ricardo P. Amador.
Okay. Middle initial of P. And then you said it was a MasterCard, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
For the whole set of digits, right, on the card?
Yeah, if you want to read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
Okay, 5249.
Mm-hmm.
3700.
Okay.
1453.
Okay.
7655.
And then the expiration month and year?
05 2025.
05 of 2025. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
745.
You said 745? 745?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've got 745 on the back. I have May or 05 of 2025 for the expiration.
Yep.
The card itself, is it 5249-3700-1453-7655?
Right.
Okay. And is the billing address the same, that Fryer Street, 14235 Fryer Street, 91401?
I think so. I don't remember, but yeah, give it a try in that.
Okay, I'll try it on that card. And then I do need to read a voice verification. Because we're Google partners, it's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that flat rate, that we're waiving the setup fee, that it is month-to-month, et cetera. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward, okay? Give me just a real quick second to set that up. I know you guys, your time is valuable. I'll get through it as quick as I can, but slow me down or stop me if you have any questions. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
RP Quality Construction.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ricardo Piedra, General Contractor, RP Quality Construction.
And you're the owner, right?
I am.
Okay. And then, Ricardo, as the owner of RP Quality Construction, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the billing information, that MasterCard in your name, of course, you're an authorized user on that account as well. Seems silly, but I do have to ask. You are authorized to use that card, right? Okay, of course. And then it says that to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Again, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. Now, for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Piedra, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. It's our job to get your phone ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement, meaning anything that you add from this point forward, please let us know. We're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. Like I said, name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure that the address does not appear on any content that's out there. We know that you are using a service currently, that it's not working out. But if anything new comes along that we're not already aware of, please let us know. I mean, we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically. But if anything new comes along, just let us know right away so we can make sure that the information out there for your business is always accurate. I mean, that's fair, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then with it being that reduced cost, the $199 that Ed offered back in February, and I'm going to honor it now, it is, of course, month to month. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee. We're waiving the setup fee. There's no setup fee. So your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, will be charged today, the 4th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month in that same exact reduced rate of $199. And again, that rate will never go up on you unless you tell us later that you want us to add Facebook ads or anything else. But you'd have to tell us before anything changes. It would bill once a month on the 4th of the month for exactly $199. It'll never go up. It is an exact amount. And like I mentioned before, it's a month-to-month service. I know you're going to keep the service because you're going to love it. But it is at will. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, like I said, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if it's necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Piedra, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is, in fact, because we are closed on the weekend. Ricardo, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, perfect. Now, are you guys going to be available in the 3 o'clock hour, like in 15 or 20 minutes?
Yes, if I don't answer, my son will answer. But I'm here with him.
3 o'clock.
Okay. Okay.
Today, right?
It would be today. Yeah, there is a spot available.
Yeah, you want to make the transfer or you guys call me back? Yeah, we're here. We still have the job done.
Okay. It's probably not going to be until maybe 15, 20 minutes after because it's almost 3 o'clock right now. They usually do want to have a little bit of advance notice to prepare everything. But we are going to call you. It's a 1 hour window anyway for a call that takes half an hour. I'll get everything in the notes here. What I did want real quick here, a couple of things. I've been speaking with both of you, Ricardo. You or your son can tell me your son's name and if there's a separate phone number that we can use to contact him.
Yeah, Joseph Piedra.
Joseph.
Same one, Piedra, and Joseph is spelled J-O-E-S-E-P-H. I'm going to repeat it again. J-O-E-S-E-P-H. And then my phone number is 818-791-2612.
So I have for your phone number 818-791-2612.
Correct.
And then Joseph, J-O-E-S-E-P-H, right?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Same last name. So I'll have you down as an authorized point of contact. We'll be calling, though, the 1435 number for the client interview, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Real quick, because I know they're going to want me to do it, they may even ask you when we call you because we want to make sure that we're speaking with the people that are involved in the business. Just a security question and answer, then I'm going to have to get the notes in real quick so they can call you back in about 15 or 20 minutes. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with your company will need to know the answer. Anyone who calls you and tells you they're with Google or Local Splash, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, as well as the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you prefer for your security question?
And who's this for, Mike? Is it
for either one of you guys, as long as you both know the answer.
Yeah, but listen.
Well, can you repeat the question?
No, I hear it. Yeah, you understand, right?
As long as you guys know who we're talking about, or if you guys can remember the first pet you had when Joseph was a child, the city you were born in or your first pet's name are the two options that we have.
Yeah, we got a name of a dog. The name is Crispy. So Crispy.
Did you say Christine?
No, crispy as a as
like crispy,
a,
crunchy, like a cereal,
yeah.
Crispy.
Yeah,
C-R-I-S-P-Y, crispy.
C-R-I-S-P-Y, yeah.
Okay, nice. Do they have like curly hair or something?
Pomeranian.
Oh, a Pomeranian. Gotcha. Nice. Yeah. Beautiful dogs. So cute. If I was going to get a lap dog, I like bigger dogs, but if I was going to get a lap dog, Pomeranians are a really good choice. So I've got that. And then the other thing I was hoping that we might be able to do, our system should have sent out to you by now the initial invoice. If you click on it, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below or something like that. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you open that up, it's hyperlinked to the written terms and conditions, Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we will be providing for you, Google Business Profile Optimization, et cetera. Directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. I don't want to walk you through everything. Like I said, I really have to rush to get the notes in so they can call you back as quickly as they can. At the bottom, though, there's a long line. It says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below it, just type in or copy and paste Ricardo Piedra, case sensitive. Once it's in that box, if you copy and paste it, be careful to not copy a space before it or after. But once you've got the first name and last name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That lets us know that you know that it's the month-to-month service, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost of your service, etc. It will also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to clean up any information that's out there that might, for example, have that address on there. So it's an important step in the process. You will know that you are successful in doing that when it does, in fact, ask you for a username and a password. But if you get to that point, you can actually stop. Our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system, but your tracking system is not active yet.
Okay. So do you just want me to confirm signature and that's it?
Correct. Yeah, just click on the confirm signature. I'm actually, though, going to send you a calendar invite just for your records, but I am going to schedule the follow-up call. I actually messaged the supervisor over there because it's 3 o'clock right now. Oh, he's finally typing in right now. Okay. So he says yes, but it's going to be probably in about 15 or 20 minutes that they call you. Like I said, they're going to want to prepare everything for you, but it is a one-hour window anyway for a call that takes about a half an hour. Okay?
Okay.
Let me just refresh on my end. Oh, the other thing that I wanted to let you guys know, you are already Google PIN verified, and I think our system is still going to send you an automated email. It's important information, not just for Google, but for us as well, to make sure that everything is Google compliant and to optimize the business. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for the Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you can send us, whether it's a picture of the tools and equipment, the work vehicle, business card, or anything like that. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
What did you say again?
Is the business licensed and insured?
Not insured, but it's licensed, active license and bonded.
Licensed and bonded, yeah. I know. I have to read it as it is verbatim, but it is different depending on the state. So actively licensed and bonded. Okay, I'll put that in there. So like I said, anything you can send as far as the pictures requested there's a link that you can use to do that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, and you guys are all set and squared away on my end. I just have to get the notes in, and then our technician will call you. I may be between phone calls when they're ready to call. I don't know if it's going to be 20 after. My supervisor, well, not my supervisor, the supervisor in the other department is, he's trying to message me, so I'm trying to do a bunch of things at the same time. I apologize. Like I said, we want to take care of you. But if I'm available for that call, I'll be on it as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have. I might be on a call. I don't get a lot of advance notice, but if they have to, they'll call you on their own. They'll have everything that they need, though, all the notes, and they'll take really good care of you guys. I know that that Ricardo was saying he is very comfortable speaking Spanish. Eduardo is one of our bilingual agents. We do have bilingual agents in the client interview department as well. Would you like for me to schedule it?
For me, that's fine.
Either one.
No, either one. No matter.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever is available.
Okay. Alrighty, sounds good. I'm going to get the notes in, and then we'll get you that phone call.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Thank you guys so much. You take care.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty. Bye-bye now.
Bye.